You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and I'm glad you're all here. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I had a pretty good weekend, too. I'm not going to talk about everything that happened, but you know how it goes. Anyway, so lots and lots and lots of news stories went up tonight on the website, and I definitely recommend that you check those out. I might do a couple of podcasts right now on various subjects because there's so much material that went up on the website, including some porn. I know how you people love the porn, and I do too, so there's some cool stuff that I put up too in the last 24 hours. So I think you guys should probably be going to my website all the time because there's all kinds of hot stuff happening and breaking stories at all times. So without further ado, I really wanted to focus on this one story that I just published just now. It's here, 12:41 a.m., and here I am. I'm up doing this podcast after writing this post about my beloved Master Nick. I don't know what to say about this man who is a man in the most complete way imaginable. He is incredible. He's just the most incredible man. When I first met him, you know, he was curious about the service that he was receiving, that his friend Master Jin was receiving from his faggot Chin. And so he asked questions and he got in contact with me, and we struck up a relationship, one where he was, even from the very beginning, he was very dominant and very clearly superior to me. Obviously, I'm just a faggot, but he asked really humble questions and he learned. And all he really knew for sure is that he wanted that worship, because these men who are in touch with their masculinity and who are in touch with their place in the hierarchy, okay, they want worship. They understand that they deserve worship. And when they see that worship, they want it for themselves. It's very, very simple. And it's very, very natural. And so he began testing the waters, you know, trying. He fucked Chin, used Chin to get his dick sucked, and then he fucked him and loved it. Because it felt great, and it was very convenient, obviously, and very faggots will do anything that you want them to do. And that's something that, I mean, he was fucking plenty of women. He's straight, you know, but Chin opened up a new world for Master Nick, and he's never looked back. But the story that I wrote about him isn't about his dominance as a man, as an alpha, or his big dick, or anything like that, and nothing salacious. It's about his quality as a man. I don't know how any faggot can control their emotions around this man. Once you get in his orbit, you collapse in worship to this man. He is, and he would. I'm glad I'm not in close proximity to him, because I would fall in love with this man. He's one of those alphas, those men that are so astonishingly great as men, that you just cannot help but fall in love with them to some degree. And I worship him. I do. He, even from afar, it doesn't matter about the distance. I know the heart of that man, and it's the most amazing heart. It's the most beautiful heart. It's a heart of courage and nobility and goodness and dominance. It's a heart that is the definition of what a man should be. And it goes beyond sexuality, and it goes beyond sexual positions or role playing or anything like that. It's just who he is as a man. There, you have no other choice but to respect him utterly, to fall to your knees and just thank the universe for creating this person that you feel like he could just pick up the world and carry it in his arms. You know, he would be the man that you would want in the trenches in a battle next to you. He would be the man that you would look to in a moment of tragedy to save you. He's a superhero in my eyes, and in the eyes of those faggots that he owns in Toronto. He's a god to us. I think he should be a god to everyone. But if nothing else, and I understand that other men would not probably look at him the way we do, but he should be a man that they emulate. He's an example of what a man should be. And if anybody out there is curious about what the qualities are of a true man, he is one of them that you would point to. You know, whenever I see these so-called alphas and cash, you know, you see cash masters on Twitter, or you see these masters online saying derogatory things, or, you know, showing off their feet and spitting at the camera and all this other ridiculous shit. That's not manhood. That's not real alphahood. Now, I've always tried to make that distinction in hierarchical terms, that true alphas are real men, you know? They're not cartoon versions of manhood. They're not pretending to be something, or they're not trying to, they don't have to be violent or hateful to be a man. That's not what manhood is about. Men stand up for what's right. Men defend the defenseless. Stand up for what is right, even when they put themselves at risk. And that is my master, Nick. He's done things in just the time I've known him that just took my breath away. Okay? I mean, when Chin was heartbroken over the loss of his master had left college and Chin was left by himself and he was heartbroken. Master Nick took him in to his own house to comfort him and claimed him as his own. He said, I want you to be mine. Lee the faggot was cut off from his father's money. His father refused to pay for his college, and Lee was going to be stuck in Hong Kong and not be able to go to college because his homophobic father cut him off. Master Nick took his own money to pay for Lee's tuition so that Lee could go to college. I mean, do you understand, like, what that is? You know, it's beyond words, you know. And I don't know. I mean, it just kind of just blows my mind, you know, that he exists, you know. He's like a knight out of an Arthurian legend, you know, or some myth. And he just takes my breath away. This latest episode involved his faggot, Yule. Master Nick was at school, and he saw Yule being homophobically harassed by a classmate, and Master Nick walked up and punched that guy in the face and knocked him out, okay? And the effect that action had on his faggots and me was electric. And it just defines everything that we just worship about this person, you know. He stands up for the weak and the defenseless without even questioning it at all. It's who he is as a man, and he is not afraid. And I love him for it. I do. I love him for the man that he is. He deserves to have 10,000 faggots serving him day and night. He deserves statues erected in his honor. He should have songs written about him. He should have poems written about him. He should be celebrated, you know, every day, because that is real and true manhood, you know. And it goes just beyond labels and just to be a man like him. Every man should be a man like Master Nick. And I pledge myself to him. I will worship that man for the rest of my life. And I am just one a stupid little faggot, you know, out of many, many of the faggots that he's going to own over his life. But he has mine. He has my allegiance. So that's what I wanted to say about that. I sound like Forrest Gump when I say that. But anyway, I encourage you to read. I encourage everybody to read all of the material that I have about Master Nick, because you will discover. You'll discover what an apex alpha is, okay? That's what he is. He's the king alpha among other alphas, you know. And so I encourage everyone to read that. And anyway, again, the website is fagsworshipalphas.com. You can leave questions for me on the website. And also, you can reach me at my Tumblr contact site, which is fagsworshipalphas6.tumblr.com. Or you can reach me on Twitter at For Hierarchy. Well, I'm just everywhere, okay? On the website, you'll see all my contact information. So get a hold of me if you want to, okay? And of course, I'm going to be here on the podcast. So keep your ears open, okay? And your minds. Keep your minds open, too. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to this little tribute to my glorious Master Nick. And I will see you all later. Bye.